I'm delighted now to welcome Nancy Zeckendorf. She is the president of the board of the Lenzic Performing Arts Center here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Great to be here.
So we are here to talk about not only some upcoming events, but the way that the phenomenon of performing arts has changed not only in Santa Fe, but all around the country, probably all around the world, by this high-definition technology.
Really started by the Metropolitan Opera, Mr. Peter Gelb, who was brilliant to start this whole thing. And it's just skyrocketed. This is our third year in performance, and we're doing afternoon and evening performances of the opera, and they're all selling out. It's wonderful. You're so accessible to it. I mean, it's wonderful to go to the opera, but when you're in a theater like and see it on the big screen, you are so close and so intimate with the performance. It works better than being in the theater.
So a lot of these are actually live performances, and then they tape them and rebroadcast them, so to speak, in the evening. For example, in the case of the opera?
We don't tape it, but the opera sends it back again to us. But most people are more excited about attending the live performance. I don't know whether they think somebody's going to fall off the stage, which I saw once when I was in the opera house in the middle of a performance. But you know, they're more vulnerable. But everybody likes to be there for it when it's really happening. However, we're very happy to find that a lot of people are happy also to go for the second performance. That comes back again from the Met. It comes over the satellite system into us. So we can't just, film it and then do it whenever we want to. It's an agreement with them.
Right. Right. What's interesting, too, about it is that you can't get a ticket to those things. I mean, it's as if it were the Rolling Stones.
I know. No, it's of course, Santa Fe is a big opera town, so it's not a surprise here. But we were thrilled because this summer, Peter Gelb, who is the head of the Met, was here for a couple of days, and I invited him to come see the Lenzic, and he was delighted. And I was thrilled that in the little time he was here, and he said, your success is well known, because you do sell out and you have such a wonderful, and he said, and it's such a beautiful theater in which to see opera rather than a movie theater, which most other venues are,
Now, in addition to opera, which probably many of our listeners know about, whether or not they've actually been or been able to get a ticket, there's also From Russia with Dance, which is a ballet high-definition set of performances. We've missed the first two in terms of the radio, but the third one is coming up this coming Friday night, November 6th, Stravinsky and the Ballet Russe.
Yes, this is different. The first two were full-length classical ballets, probably created sometime in the mid-1800s. But these were created for the original Ballet Russe. Stravinsky was commissioned to write the music for the ballet, so that this was a real collaboration. And it started a whole new sort of trend in dance, a very different from the classicism, particularly the Rite of Spring, which I am passionate about, and I think that everybody will be thrilled to see it. It has been re-choreographed as much as possible like the original, which only received 8 performances in Paris when it started, Paris and London, and then was taken out of the company because Diaghilev got mad at Nijinsky. But
it was a big scandal.
Everybody remembers that. People in the audience were screaming and yelling and beating each other with canes, I was told. And the trouble was that no one on stage could hear the music that people were screaming so loud. So Nijinsky stood in the wings and screamed the count so that the company could hear. It's a very percussive, ritualistic, and magnificently costumed. It's about Russian peasant ritual, and the costumes are just stunning. And those were recreated from the original. And there was a woman named Millicent Hodson who found all the pictures she could, talked to everyone she knew that had seen it or remembered anything about it. And so it's not the original, but it is so close to what the intent was that it's a very exciting piece.
And so that is being performed by
the Kirov Ballet.
The Kirov Ballet.
And conducted by Valery Gergiev, who is the great conductor who conducts at the Met. He is the director of the company. And it's pretty compelling performance. I think everybody will enjoy it.
So this is yet another sample of the kinds of high-definition on-screen performances that we get at the Lenzic, there's also theater from London.
Yes, we are able, and this is coming also through our relationship with the Metropolitan Opera, that they are presenting live from London theater. The last one we did was All's Well That Ends Well, which didn't end so well because the lights went out downtown, so we didn't finish the second act.
Didn't end at all.
But Bob Martin, our director, said we will show it again and it will be free and we'll try to get the word out so anyone who wants. It's a wonderful production and done like the opera, in which case they interview the designer, the director, some of the actors, and the part that I did see was really wonderful. And we're going to do two more of those this year, so.
Well, stay tuned to KSFR for updates on all of this that's coming up. I mean, it's great not only because it's a new way of watching performance, and of course, when the camera zooms in, you can see the performers in a way that you can't in live theater.
If you were in the first row of the Metropolitan Opera House, you would not see half of what we see. And many of those productions which have not succeeded that well, if you read the critics, in person on when they opened in the Met, but on stage, on screen, they work. Such as the Tosca, which was a big scandal too. I mean, that had very bad reviews, but it was wonderful. And everybody in the theater kept saying, what's the trouble with this? I mean, it's really quite marvelous. So some of them actually succeed better in high definition. And let me make one other quick point. A friend of mine said, well, you know, I can get these on DVD. But that's not the case, because these particular performances are not available on DVD. And if they were, they don't have all of the, they called so-called information, meaning that you can't. I watched one of them at home, and when I saw the same thing on the screen at the Lenzic, it was like a different production.
Well, something that people miss in this world of DVDs, just simply where film is concerned, is that when you have a huge screen, or even a regular-sized movie screen, you see a lot more than you see on your television. Every time I interview people for the Santa Fe Film Festival, I watch a gazillion films at home that week. And then some of them, my favorite ones, I'll go see them again in the theater. And there's all sorts of, for example, a sign that has something on it, which is important to know. You don't see that on your TV unless you've got this gigantic TV, and you probably don't have, even then, the definition that you have in the Lenzic.
Now, it's a wonderful new thing for theater. It's a wonderful new thing for the Lenzic to have this stuff accessible. Here we are in Santa Fe looking at the Kirov Ballet, attending the Metropolitan Opera, going to theater in London. What could be better?
And still you get the blue sky and the tumbleweeds and the sounds of coyotes howling at night.
And easy parking.
Wonderful parking garage across the street from the Lenzic. Nancy Zeckendorf is the president of the board of the Lenzic Performing Arts Center in Santa Fe, a wonderful place whose telephone number is 988-1234. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Pleasure.
We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.